I was made from gold, and I'll die in here.
Welcome to our one.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Defender 7 Saturday Night 9/11 Tribute Broadcast with your host, Colonel Kimberly Purvis, and I'm your co-host and general of the Defender 7, Bobby Ormsby. Before we get on with the show, I want to put this out to all that was lost that fateful day and those of that are suffering from the after effects years later, and also to our military. Amen, and God bless everyone we've lost from then until and past and present. So I hope everybody listening joins in. Give us your thoughts on what happened that fateful day. Chime in. Give us your story. That's what we're here for. And I would like to say, call area code 914-205-5773. The number to call to participate in all of our shows here on Blog Talk Radio. Area code 914-205-5773. Allow me to bring in your host, our Colonel Kimberly Purvis, and we also have our captain from Kentucky, Mr. Randy Forsey.
Howdy.
Good evening, everybody.
Howdy, howdy.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, I've been better.
Good.
I've been hanging in there. I mean, same as everybody else. It's, you know, a somber moment, but.
Oh, yeah. That it is.
But what's happening to our country right now is what's really irking me even more.
Yeah.
But that's for another time. We hashed that out the other night.
Yeah, But there is one thing I want to say. I don't know if you guys heard of the four-year-old girl in Texas. She died of COVID within a few hours of her first symptom showing up, which was a fever. She wasn't vaccinated, of course, because children under 12 can't get vaccinated. But what's clearly happening is they've created a superbug that's going to wipe people out, and that's what their intentions were.
Yeah, that's what's pissed me off, because nobody's doing their freaking research.
Oh, I know.
And they're just going, okay, well, the government said we got to take this shot.
Yeah, and then they're going to use stuff like this. I mean, yes, don't get me wrong. I am disgusted and saddened that she died. But you know what I'm saying? They're going to push this as a forced vaccination. I'm not sure how accurate, this is my opinion. With them forcing to vaccinate all of the military or get kicked out, they're going, and I have a feeling they're going to use the UN to go door to door to force people to take the vaccine. Because they already know our military will not turn on us, or 70% of them at least won't. So, I don't know. But anyway, I've been seeing a lot of videos about September 11th of that day, and today I've seen videos of firemen in full turnout gear and police officers at a gym. You know those stair climber things? It looks like it's like an escalator almost, like that you're walking the steps going all the way up. They walked in full gear 110 flights of stairs. And I shared the video. Did you guys see it? The one that I shared?
Yeah, I saw it.
I think that's, and then there was the one from Michigan to Wisconsin. There's a overpass at 343 today. And remember, I guess it was flight 343. I'm not sure. But they, all of the fire trucks and ambulances all went under the bridge today. So, Bobby, what exactly did you want to discuss? Like what we were doing, or just in general of September 11th?
Well, I mean, I was hoping to get, you know, just like we always hope, and especially how we were hoping that we'd have people calling in on Thursday night. But, I mean, yeah, I wanted to do, you know, a tribute show to those that we lost on 9/11, not just, you know, military, first responders, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what it's all about is, you know, we lost a lot of people that day. And it just...
They didn't show one clip of that one boy that was talking. Damn, he was good. I wish I would have videoed it off the TV.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now yeah. I know what the 343 was. Okay, I found this site. On that day, on September 11th, 2001, 2,977 people were killed. More than 6,000 other people were injured. 265 people on the four planes, and 2,606 in the World Trade Center and the surrounding area, and 125 at the Pentagon. There were 343 firefighters, 71 law enforcement officers who died at the World Trade Center on that day. That's what the 343 was for the first responders. And I do believe what it was, seven brothers who were, they all died. And they were, was it the, Pat, was it the fire department or the police? The seven brothers. Yeah, it was seven brothers, I believe. It was in the fire department. And then Andruzzi, is that what his name was? Yeah, Joe Andruzzi, he was one of the police officers that died. Oh, his brother, my bad. Yeah. But which I thought was pretty cool was the fact that Queen Elizabeth, on the 13th back then, played our national anthem or had their royal band or whatever they are, played the national anthem, and I guess they did it again today. And, you know, what's so sad is that people that live in America hate America so bad, they think our flag is racist, our anthem is racist, but yet other countries around the world, today alone, and they're not counting that day, how many people played our national anthem and flew our flag? It's just amazing to me how little people appreciate what they have, you know?
So anybody that's with us right now, you got anything you want to add to this?
Well, I was talking about that kid that was on there. Boy, he amazed the shit out of me. He wasn't very old, but he had been in his early 20s. And he let him have it. That called the guys that hit the plane cowards, or hit the towers cowards, and he just went off big time. And I really wish I would record that. Damn it.
You know, I just... Did you watch it?
9/11.
No. Where was it?
I had it... Well, it had it all over the place on this morning. About 4 or 5 hours of it. And I sat and pretty much watched the whole thing when the TV would come in anyway.
Oh, okay. I know the thing that I remember the most is, I was telling Pat earlier, we were in Alma, Georgia when it happened, and I was paying my phone bill. And I got home, and their father came running out of the house, and he said, "We're under attack." And I'm like, "What?" He said, "Osama bin Laden just had a plane go into the first tower." And honestly, and I swear to God, I was like, "Who the hell is Osama bin Laden? And what the hell are you talking about?" And from the first plane that hit until, I don't know, a couple days later, we watched. I cried that whole day watching. I'm trying to find the name of the company. He lost every single employee he had. And I mean, it was just so sad. And people are like, "Okay, just get over it. It happened a long time ago," and blah blah blah. But it was a major event in American history. We don't forget Iwo Jima and Pearl Harbor and all of these other monumental occasions in American history, and they just want to say, "Forget it, who cares?" Because it was civilians that died. You know, first responders, big deal, they're not military. And I honestly think that if it was any later, basically, what was it? It happened at 9 or 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. And they said if it would have happened an hour or two later, those buildings would have been full of people. And the daycare center that was underneath, that's in the at the bottom that connects the two buildings, was empty. So no children were killed that was, you know, unless they were in the surrounding area.
Yeah, there was a little boy. I seen a little boy sitting around there. He couldn't have been more than 5 years old.
Do what now?
There was a little boy. I don't remember what his name was, but he couldn't have been more than 5 years old that he got. He was in the towers.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to find that company. Because this owner, I swear to God, when he was talking, it broke me because of just the way he was. I mean, well, I can't find it. Ah, come on. Their company was way up. Oh, Cantor Fitzgerald. Cantor Fitzgerald, they were on the 100th floor, 101st floor to 105th floor. They had over 1,000 employees, and 374 of them got out, and the rest all died on the tower. And they were in the north, in the north tower. That's the guy. That's the company that it just crushed me. And they had a documentary. I don't know who did it or whatever. It was on the news, and a father had to tell his son, probably 4 years old, 5 years old, that his mom's not coming home, because for a week he's like, "When is mommy coming home? When is mommy coming home?" And he took his son off the view of the camera, and you could barely see him because they walked away a distance from the camera, but to hear the little boy screaming because he lost his mother, you know, just, I don't know. It's a shame that people don't care.
Wow. It's about time that you unmuted me. I've been sitting on here since 7:02.
He don't like you. Nobody likes you.
I will say this much. This is a sad day in America, with not just with 9/11, but what we're letting happen to this country.
Yep, exactly.
And then we're being labeled as terrorists because we're remembering those that died that day. I just don't get it.
Well, and the bad part is, how many people have forgotten about 9/11? How many people?
This whole generation.
And we're letting them come in to the United States. That's the sad part. The people that was our enemies are now coming in to the United States. I hope everyone's proud of what we've become. I really do. I know
there was quite a few pissed off people that were reading the memorials on that thing today. There was a lot of pissed off people.
You know, it's the thing that I'm waiting for right now is another mass shooting or setup, so that the government can take away the right to bear arms.
That's what I was waiting for. I'm surprised we didn't hear anything today, but as far as anything, because, you know, they've been saying, oh, there's going to be attacks, there's going to be attacks. You know, I thought about it. They may not do it today. because it could be tomorrow, the next day, the next day. They may not. But we all know that they're not going to do
it. It's going to happen. I know it is going to happen. It's just a matter of time and when.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to say this right now. The shit is hitting the fan as we speak. I want everybody to know that. Me, myself, I'm going to have to... Now, we just signed a 5-year contract in January or February. They cannot force us to get the vaccine. I just received an email while I was at work that they are looking into this matter of mandatory vaccine for everyone. I'm going to probably get fired, and there will be a big lawsuit because I will refuse to take any vaccine. My constitution and the Bill of Rights says no one can force me to do anything that I don't want to do. I have been a law-abiding citizen as well as a veteran my entire life. And now they're pushing us to be outlaws. Well, there's going to be a whole hell of a lot of outlaws in America.
Yep.
And if they try to bring in the UN and come door to door, man, there's going to be a lot of shootings. Just saying.
I mean, all this is tied together.
I know a lot more officers that are not going to enforce this bullshit. You know, 9/11 is supposed to be a remembrance of what happened on this day 20 years ago. And it's like people out partying and drinking. Well, I can tell you exactly what I was doing that day. I built a $1 million home. And the homeowner did not want the windows that we installed from the general contractor. They were already moved in. We took out the biggest freaking windows, 3 stories in the air on walkboards. They had a big screen TV in the living room. We watched the plane hit the first tower. We stopped working. Watched the second plane hit the second tower. We hurried up, sold that window, and we were done for 3 days. I drove all the way. It was 40 miles from my house. I drove all the way home, locked and loaded everything I had. My kids were really young. Made them go into the basement. By God, if we were being under attack, this is because I didn't hear nothing else. By God, I was going to take out a whole shitload of them son of a bitches with me. I was pissed. I was sad. People were throwing themselves out of the building because they were on fire. It was so hot.
Some did it to get away from it, too.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They were jumping out of buildings to get away from the heat and the smoke. From over 100 stories. 115 stories. They were jumping out of windows to their death. How many people remember the scene, the chaos? And then the day after, America came together. Where is those times?
Because we're being bullied.
Oh,
like
exactly.
Some bitch who said, I can't stand driving in neighborhoods with American flags. It's so racist. How about take a shit and get the hell out of America because we don't need you here.
I'll do one better. For somebody who says that, drive your car in front of my truck because I'll spin your goddamn ass out. You don't have
I'll
to worry about it
ticket.
No more.
I'll buy anybody a plane ticket out of this country and go live in a third world friggin' shithole and see how
they
you like
gonna
it.
They ain't going to do it because why?
No,
they're making this a third world country. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm, you know, man, I'm telling you, I will fight any son of a bitch who comes at me about this bullshit.
You know what's
against
even more disgusting?
My constitutional rights. I will fight to my death.
You know what's disgusting? The Democrats and the FBI is now saying that January 6th was worse than 9/11. One person was killed on January 6th. Ashley Babbitt was the only one. That was it. There's no fucking way in hell that January 6th was worse than 9/11.
Here's the thing about the FBI and CIA and all
because they're
of
all
them.
Behind it?
They're all fucking corrupt.
No,
oh, wait a minute. Let's trust the fucking government. Hey, let them feed us. Give us food. Give us money. All the people that took this fucking vaccine are idiots and fools. Sorry to say this, but I don't give a fuck anymore. I'm not holding back. You're a fucking moron for believing this bullshit when you have a fucking perfectly good immune system. Now, you'll be dead by 2025. Blood clots. Nerve damage.
Heart problems.
I'm tired of fucking talking about this bullshit, man. Because I tell you right now, I am so fucking pissed. Every show that we have, nobody fucking calls in to voice their opinion because they want to be anonymous. This is a day of fucking remembrance? Really? You're letting it happen again. People have forgotten. The 13 Marines and Navy that got killed over there in Afghanistan at Kabul Airport. Yeah. Everybody's remembering it now. It'll be forgotten in another couple weeks.
People
you know, for us
self-centered.
Veterans that served, man, it's for us veterans that served, we take this shit to heart. And it's bullshit that people are forgetting. Well, we haven't, and we are not going to let it be forgotten. This is what this fucking radio show is for. So you can voice your opinions. How many people are on here? How many people are the same people that call in day after day, week after week? Stop being fucking a chicken shit. They saying that you're a fucking patriot. Well, voice your goddamn opinion and get pissed off. Because I tell you what, our kids, our grandkids, they're the ones who's going to fucking suffer the most.
If they live.
Well, I'm going to fight for them.
If they live, if they're going to make them get that vaccine, we got too many stupid parents out there that are going to let them.
That's exactly right.
No.
That's what I'm talking about.
And now next week, they're going to be trying out a vaccine or some kind of whatever on kids 12 and under. I think they said next week.
Everybody that lets this happen, that lets their kids or takes the vaccine, you're a fucking lab rat. That's all you are.
Exactly.
You don't look up your information on what's in that bullshit. Guess what?
And I can,
it's going to kill you.
I'll tell you one thing. It's not fun burying the child.
Yep. And the other thing, too, is, you know, them not doing the research and taking these vaccines. Hey, it's one thing if an adult takes it, but don't force your kids to do it.
Exactly.
If you're that fucking stupid, knowing everything that's out there against these so-called miracle shots, and you still go ahead and pump that shit in your body, you deserve everything you get, in my opinion.
Now, my oldest
miracle?
Granddaughter, my oldest
There's
granddaughter.
There's only one thing about a miracle, and that's God has his hand.
Right. Right.
That's
you know,
a miracle.
And when their mandates don't scare you enough, they're going to come up with another variant. It's just to keep us all locked down. They want control. Well, like you, Chris, I fucking hate that shit, too.
Hey, Bobby. I was reading an article today. It was talking about the vaccines, and it said that 74% of the people with the Delta variant were vaccinated.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been I've heard that before.
And all the hyped up, pumped up numbers that the CDC keeps on throwing out there and then turning around and backpedaling and saying, oh, we made a mistake. Yeah, because everything is friggin' COVID-related.
Yeah.
I don't care
and
if
they,
you have a heart attack. You died or you had that heart attack because you're COVID positive.
Yeah, that same article said that.
He had a COVID heart attack. They have COVID cancer.
Yeah.
They have COVID pneumonia. They have COVID chicken pox.
Yeah, now the measles. And then awful funny that now all of a sudden some other disease from overseas is going around in America.
Yeah, he warned us about that one, too, ahead of time.
Yeah, well, ahead of time, that means he already knew about it. Because
exactly.
It made the fuck up.
I heard him say it.
Again, I'm not the smartest. I never claim to be the smartest. I try to live my life the right way. I've been through some bullshit just like every last one of us on here. But I never thought I would ever see a day come what we're going through right now.
No.
And
I
it's
never
just,
did either.
It's, you know, and again, just like Chris said, it's not just about us. It's for our kids and our great-grandkids and great-grandkids.
Generations to come.
Right, and you know, that was one of my main reasons that I rose my right hand and signed up for the military.
Amen.
So
that
my
brother.
Kids and my grandkids and my great-grandchildren didn't have to fight.
Amen to that.
And now we're fighting one hell of a battle.
Right. And I mean, I'm just getting so sick and tired of this government thinking, oh, well, you know, it, just because you know it's a mandate and you know the laws on mandates, that they don't mean the shit they're written on a piece of paper. But yet, let's fool the Americans and scare them into scare tactics so that we can get the mandates feeling like it's a law, that you have to abide by it.
Hey, Bobby.
Yes, bro.
Let me put it to our listeners this way. When we were overseas fighting in combat, you think none of us was scared? Because we were.
Yeah, I'd call you a damn liar if you told me you weren't scared.
Exactly, then you weren't there. If you wasn't scared, your adrenaline kicks in. You still have to fight for your brothers,
yep,
so you can make it home. So you
and
all,
that first time you
all
that first time you get
home.
You get shot at, and get your adrenaline going. I'll be damned! It's just like with what's going on now. I'll be down. I'll go down fighting.
You're
and don't
right.
scare me. Death don't scare me.
You know, it's just all this bullshit is a scare tactic. I've been saying it from day one. Is COVID real? Yes.
Yeah, it's
but
very
you'll survive.
Real. But it's man-made real.
It's man-made real, exactly. But you have an immune system.
And it's 99.67% survival rate from it.
Yep. No, not the latest rating was 99.97.
Oh, really?
Yes. And that came from their side, their so-called doctor.
And again,
you know, I still refuse to wear a fucking mask.
Me too.
I won't wear a mask. I won't get the test, and I won't get that fucking vaccine.
Right, and even with right now down here, even with them trying to push that mask mandate again, that they're going to start, you know, fining us if we don't wear a mask. And I'm telling you, challenge.
You know what's coming next? You know what's coming next? Because remember that one video that was going around with the mask having the worms in it?
Yeah.
Well, now I've seen I don't remember what I was watching, but now they're trying to say that cloth masks don't work, so they're going to make you wear them worm-infested masks. So you get that lung disease, which is more likely what COVID is.
Exactly. If you look at
and that's
it,
why ivermectin
works. What is coming around right now? What is starting to get active again right now?
And another thing, too, a doctor's husband told me about this, is them swabs that they stick up way up into your brain, they only come from China. There's only two
exactly.
kinds, and they both come from China.
And they don't – why do you think they keep getting negatives and positive negatives and negative positives? Because – it's a crapshoot. I'll take a pair of dice over that any day.
Exactly.
Well, they have graphene oxide in them.
Let me flip the freaking coin. Let me play Russian roulette with a 38 with one round in it. I got better chances than I do with their shots.
I have a peeping deer looking at me through the window.
The thing about the swab with the graphene oxide, I did research on it. Okay, graphene oxide will kill you in large amounts. But here's the thing. You get tested for COVID once, okay, you're fine. It's not, no big deal. It's not going to do a damn thing. But now they want kids to be tested twice a week. Adults, to go anywhere. You got to be tested twice a week, once a week, whatever.
It's called population control.
Well,
exactly.
I know what I'm saying is the more you get tested, the more your body's exposed to it. That's the whole problem.
Exactly. But, that's why they're telling you to get tested all the time.
But listen to this. People need to understand, besides the vaccine being an unconstitutional thing, this is the Nuremberg Code for anything. One, the voluntary consent of the human subject is absolutely essential. This means that the person involved should have legal capacity to give consent, should be so situated as to be able to exercise free power of choice without the intervention of any element of force, fraud, deceit, duress, overreaching, or other ulterior form of constraint or coercion, and should have sufficient knowledge and comprehension of the elements of the subject matter involved to enable him to make an understanding and enlightened decision. The experiment should be conducted so as to avoid all unnecessary physical and mental suffering and injury. The degree of risk to be taken should never exceed that determined by the humanitarian importance of the problem to be solved by the experiment. And last, there's 10 codes, but there's four of them that's direct violation from the COVID vaccine. The last one is, during the course of the experiment, the scientists in charge must be prepared to terminate this experiment at any stage if he has probable cause to believe in the exercise of good faith, superior skill, and careful judgment required of him that a continuation of the experiment is likely to result in injury, disability, or death to the experimental subject. Of the 10 codes, those four are direct violation. Well, the vaccine is a direct violation of those four.
Right.
So they can't force shit on us.
Right. But,
and people
need to wake the
hell up.
Just like you and I were talking the other night about, you know, right on the radio show, when I first brought up, you know, he is the president of the United States, okay? Whether we like it or not, he's a freaking idiot, yes, but if he's the president, why has he not signed it into law? Because he can override everybody and sign it into law, then you ain't got a choice. Now, there's the reason right there. He knows if he signs it, he's signing his own death warrant. That's why they're pushing all these damn mandates.
But also to make it law, doesn't it have to go through Congress and Senate?
But the president has the final say. On an order like that, he could override them all. Just write it, sign it, and boom, it's in the law.
It's called an executive order.
Exactly. That's where him and the Democrats are contradicting themselves double time, because they're saying that, you know, he's got the authority to do that, but then they turn around and they say, Trump wanted to do it, and Trump wanted to do this and do that. And then they're turning around saying, oh, no, instead we're just going to do a mandate. Because you know why? When the shit really does hit the fan, they don't want their names on it.
This should scare any medical professional. Okay? The judgment by the War Crimes Tribunal at Nuremberg laid down 10 standards to which physicians must perform or conform when carrying out experiments on human subjects is a new code that is now accepted worldwide. The judgment established a new standard of ethical medical behavior after World War II, human rights era. Amongst other requirements, this document enunciates the requirement of voluntary informed consent of the human subject. The principle of voluntary informed consent protects the rights of the individual to control his own body. Okay, this code also recognizes that the risk must be weighed against the expected benefit and that unnecessary pain and suffering must be avoided. This code recognizes that doctors should avoid actions that injure human patients. The principle established by this code for medical practice now have been extended into general codes of medical ethics. Everybody go look up the Nuremberg Code of 1947. Print it out. Carry it with you. Because I'm going to. And if anybody demands that I have to, no, you know what? You're in violation of the Nuremberg Code, and I will get a fucking lawyer and sue the shit out of anybody that forces that crap.
Right.
And you could be tried with war crimes.
Right. And that's what gets me. They're all backing this idiot up by saying, oh, yeah, we need to have everybody vaccinated. You know why? Because if you listen to all of that's going all over social media, of all everything that they keep taking down and is getting passed around, why do you think that's happening? Because they don't want you to know that they are actually using you as a freaking guinea pig. You are the test.
Yep.
And if you're, honest to God, if you're not that bright to look at the big picture, to look at the big picture and realize, wait a minute, something's really funky about this. Now, why would you say, okay, here's my arm, go ahead and give me my shot?
Because you're a good little sheeple.
Exactly. And, you know, I just lost two more long-life friends. Well, tells me that, guess what? You can't have differences of opinion without telling me to fuck off and go ahead and block me. Lifelong friends, just because I put out what I feel and I've listened to their side of it, and I never once told them, you know, oh, well, you're wrong because you're on the left. I told them, I said, you know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody's got one, and they all stink. But yet,
and it doesn't mean you're invalid.
The minute that they see something that I post that goes against all this crap with this goddamn COVID shit, that's when they take offense. Oh, well, the government wouldn't poison us. It's population control, you friggin' idiot.
All people have to, honest to God, all they have to do is just go look it up. Go look it up.
Not it.
Bill Gates.
Yeah, you know where they're looking up, Kim? Your favorite place.
What?
WebMD.
Oh, what?
WebMD.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I love WebMD. I really do. Because I'm a medical professional. I know how to decide your symptoms, like I've said on every medical show. Pretty much 90%, I could say probably about 90% of all medical conditions, nausea, vomiting, constipation, diarrhea. That's the same shit that happens to symptoms, the side effects of your medication. Nausea, vomiting, constipation, diarrhea. So, and migraines. Migraines is a new thing, and fatigue. So, like I said, 90% of every freaking thing that's around the world has those symptoms. It's the lab work that you have to go by. You know what I'm saying? It's like you – so the newest thing, and I just saw this today, Nigeria. Oh, this is also happening here in America. In order to go to church, a mosque, or whatever religious belief you are, you now have to show that you've been vaccinated to go to church. Now, in America, it's not mandated, but a lot of churches are doing it on their own, which means they tuck tail and turn like a bunch of cowards that they are. God is my vaccine. I really don't care for this. I don't care. But in Nigeria, aside from that, that's already started as of September 1st, or actually the 15th is when it starts, I believe. Nobody's allowed to go to churches, mosques, or anything unless you've been vaccinated. And you are no longer allowed to have access to your bank account. So they're taking your money now in Nigeria.
That's yeah, I see that here. Coming. I see it coming.
I see it coming here.
But the reason why it's going to happen in countries like Nigeria and all of those, because one, the citizens have no weapons. They don't have shit. They're militias, the military, they're horrible. It's like the Congo and all of these other countries. So you have no civil rights there. None.
Well, where do you think that the left is trying to steer us into?
Oh, I know. Well, actually,
taking it out of their playbook.
Actually, if someone wants to throw something at you, well, it is, you know, there's nowhere in the Constitution that says that we can't make you take the vaccine. So, you know what? You're right. I'm not going to argue. But the Nuremberg Code does. So the Nuremberg Code overwrites the Constitution when it comes to anything medical that you can't be experimented on because Dr. Mengele went and fucked it up for the rest of the world.
Yeah, you
and good rights.
Kim, you got to send me a copy of that.
Okay. I will. And if anybody, oh, shit. Well, I might be able to send it to your messenger, I think, because I'm still banned from fascist books.
Send it straight to my aunt. Text it to me.
Okay. I'll do it on my phone. I'll get it off my phone.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean.
Okay.
Send it to, you know, my phone. Send it straight to my phone.
Okay. But honestly, everyone needs to get a screenshot of it. Just go look it up. This one's from the British Medical Journal. Doesn't matter because this is worldwide and U.S. doctors. So it's all everywhere. Remember the show that we did? It talked about Nuremberg, about the
yes.
Shit. That's why this was created, because that's where one of the diseases came from, was Nuremberg, and that's the reason why, aside from World War II, but that's where it all started.
Right.
So. But going back to like today, don't be afraid to fly your flag, your American flag, your don't tread on
Never.
The flag. We flew our the one that first. It has the thin blue line, the first responder, the military. That's the flag we flew, and I know it's not the American flag, but I thought it'd be more appropriate to fly that. Because of the first responders and the thin blue line on it, and for our military that's been, you know, we've been fighting for 20 years, so that's why I flew that one instead, you know. And I can't fly a flag at half staff because I don't have a big flagpole. So
I lowered my flags have been lowered at half staff on my flagpole for a few weeks now because also of the 13 Marines and Navy that had passed away. So mine's still at half mast.
I don't have a flagpole like you do. I don't have the big, a normal flagpole. I have the one that you mount on the side of your house. You can't, do those. Huh?
That's what I've got.
Yeah, so I can't. I'd like to get, but not where I live. I would never put a full-size flagpole out front because this ain't my house. So, but as far as September 11th in itself, we should never forget, ever. We never forgot, like I said, we never forgot Normandy, Iwo Jima, all these specific battles that were major turning events. We've never forgot. So what makes September 11th any different than any other thing? You know what it is? It wasn't military.
Because it was set up.
Exactly. And so people want to say, and here's the argument of the left now. But Bush was president. Bush, you know what? Bush is a fucking traitor. He's a treasonous prick. He's the one who caused this, or he's the one who set, who put it into motion. It started with his dad, and it was able to finally get pushed into transition through him, and then Obama and Clinton, and so on and down and further along. So, I'm ashamed to say that I voted for Bush.
Now, today on that memorial, he was acting all disgusted at how the world is right now, trying to cover his ass, basically.
Oh, I know. Absolutely disgusted with all these former presidents, except Trump. But you know what? Here's the thing about Trump. He's still in the doghouse with a lot of shit. Because if a lot of things are really going on that keeps coming around saying that it's supposed to be happening, it's not happening. And so I have no love lost towards any government official right now. None. Because they were elected to protect and defend our Constitution and our country, and they're doing a piss-poor job.
They didn't swear on the Bible to do that.
No, Camel Toe did not, and Obama didn't, but I mean in general.
That's why it's illegitimate.
He didn't even touch the Bible. And they swore her in before him. Hello, stupid. But even conservative governors, senators, congressmen, you're all fucking traitors because you don't have a damn backbone.
Exactly.
So I don't care about anybody. Yeah, well, they're all traitors. They're all traitors. Any doctor who forces this crap is a fucking traitor. And every single one of them, crimes against humanity, each and every one of them. Now, there is 14 governors that Biden said he's going after because they're getting in the way of his mandate. Fuck you, Biden, and your mandate. But like Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's got a stronger backbone than some of these men. Now, don't get me wrong, DeSantis and Abbott are catching shit left and right. So I would say the three of them. No, Rand Paul. He's another one. So four out of all of them. Who's got a cow? Or is that not a cow mooing in the background?
Might be Warner. Might be Warner.
Here's all I got to say. Here's what I got to say before I get off here. This bullshit, everybody's talking about when the shit hits the fan. People, it's already hitting the fan. You don't even know it. And it's going to get worse as days come. I hope if you have never heard seen our training videos, our training shows, you better go back in our archives, in our photos,
and start watching them. Because I'm going to tell you right now, it's a silent war. But rest assured.
And watch your local Walmart store.
It won't be silent too much longer.
Nope.
Believe me.
Oh, and people think we're lying about FEMA camp. I'm going to tell you what right now. Go look it up. WWW, how many freaking FEMA camps in America? 800 FEMA camps in America right now, as of today.
Oh. They were just talking about that. I just heard that on the news about the FEMA camps.
Yeah.
Yep.
So they're not hiding that anymore.
Google's
either.
Free. As
we
they say, as the left says, Google's free.
But they're making it sound like a luxurious hotel.
Oh, yes, because
all
Australia
right,
built that one.
I just want to tell you all good night. God bless. Never forget 9/11, what had happened on this day. Watch your six and keep your head on a swivel. Good night, everybody.
Good night, brother.
Good night.
Night. Shit, I just had a brain fart.
you separated a fart?
Yeah, my brain farted.
Oh.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm gonna I say this, but I have so lack of motivation, I swear to God. It's never been this bad. And I really think it had a lot to do with COVID and the brain fog, and you know, it does. You feel like you're in a freaking brain fog. And I'll make a list of shit that I gotta do. I'll do it later. Next day, I'll do it later. And it never gets done.
Yep, that
so
sounds like me
do,
right now.
So what I have to do is, when I have to go to the bathroom, that's when I get up and do something. If I didn't have to go to the bathroom, I wouldn't do shit right now. And I'm ashamed to say that, because it's like, God, I don't want to do anything. It's because of how sick I got. You know? But, yeah, as far as the FEMA camp and shit, just watch out. Because Australia's got theirs. They just built those two luxurious FEMA camps. They're bringing in people, little bag lunches and, you know, and this your accommodations. Yeah, they got one for 500 people, and they're building a second one as next to the airport.
Yeah,
listen,
and
people,
guess what? They're charging them $3,000 for staying there. Yep.
The fuck is gonna stay at home for nothing?
Yeah, not in Australia.
Yeah, they can. You can't even leave your home now. You can only go 5 miles away in your home from your home.
I didn't even have a store that's 5 miles from me. The closest one to me is about 7-8 miles.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Australia, it has a lot of outback, okay? Hardly the only people that is the indigenous tribes, okay, that the Aborigines and things like that. But a plumber, I don't know if I told you guys this, a plumber had to go 15 miles to go fix a woman's toilet. He got stopped and was fined because the woman had two toilets. And said there was no reason why he needs to go fix her second toilet. And he got fined for that. They are taking this way too far. They want to create a superbug with all of these mutations. And they say the longer it goes, the more it mutates. No, fucker. The longer we don't believe your shit is the reason why there's more variants and mutations.
Yep.
And they've got a timeline a timeline they have to meet. And like Biden said, my patience is wearing thin. Yeah, and ours wore thin with you 47 years ago. Come on. So, and he had the nerve to say no American will be left behind with the vaccine. Fucker, you just left 600 Americans behind and Afghan translators and people who helped our military. I don't want to hear shit from anybody saying no American will be left behind. So I'm fed up with this government, and, you know, I'm just ready for it to just happen and get over with. Stop fucking with us or in our emotions. Just do it and get it over with. We can start our revolution or whatever. Okay, I'm done ranting.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, I didn't want it to turn into a show like this, but, I mean, we did get the important stuff out there early. But
yeah,
it's got everybody in an uproar of what they're doing to our country. And it's good to get it out than to hold it in.
Well, you know what the other thing is? Teen suicide rate is sky high right now because of this. Because of this.
And I'm sure it's going to go up even more. And that's what sucks, because this isn't the reason for taking your life.
No.
No. But here's the thing. Children are vulnerable at any age. And they can be bullied. It's like that 8-year-old who went and saw the psychiatrist, and he told him he could take his mask off, and he didn't have one, and his mom took hers off. And he's like, no, because if I do, I'll kill my mom. This is the bullshit that the freaking government and all of you freaking, oh, my God, you freaking snowflakes. Just, you know what? Leave. Let's give them the whole West Coast. And you freaking can wear a mask until you die. I don't care. But you're killing our children. This new generation of kids that's under 20 is so screwed it's not even funny. It's mental child abuse is what it is. And you're a disgrace if you do that to your child or allow it. I'm done with it. I know we keep saying we're done with it. Huh?
I said, I don't allow it. Allie knows the truth. I told her, I said, don't listen to what they say. They're full of crap. And she's like, oh, I know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. There is a lot of good kids that aren't buying into it. The 5-year-old who was getting ready to go into her first day of kindergarten, her parents took her to the city council meeting. And she's like, why are you making us do this? I want to see my friends' faces. I want to see my teacher smile as we come in the class. I mean, 5 years old. You could tell the parents didn't coach her because of what she said. I mean, you could tell when a child's coached. I mean, you could clearly see it. But children are not stupid. We need to give them more credit than what there is being forced on them right now. And, I mean, I'm afraid for this generation because of what these teachers are doing and that one school board advisor freaking bitch who said they have every right to strip parents' rights because they don't know any better. The hell you say? I'm glad my kids are not school age right now. I would be in jail from throat punching the school board. I don't care. Who's having a temper tantrum?
I don't know.
You didn't hear someone in the background yell, get out of there.
Yeah,
as you know, Stephanie yelling at Bobby.
No, it was somebody at the bar yelling at Lorna.
I'm not at the bar.
That's
no
what
more.
It was.
There ain't nobody here. Don't even think about it, sir.
But even though today is almost over, just constantly be aware of what's going on around you. Because, honestly, it's not a matter of if, it's when. Any more terrorists, because you know it's going to happen. Now that all this 50,000 Afghans came here, and you know a good bit of them were Taliban.
Oh, yeah.
And I just saw something on the Italian Prime Minister. I think that's the Italian Prime Minister. Just said the Taliban's lying. No shit. We already knew that. Do you know the difference between Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, and ISIS is? Not a damn thing. Eye color. Maybe hair color. And that's about it.
Well, and since today we weren't attacked, per se, makes me wonder, is that when it's going to happen? Is on the 18th when they want to do their thing in D.C.?
Yep. Oh, no doubt. That's what I was saying. Everyone's going to let their guard down after tonight. And that's when to expect it. And they're saying, and I believe this, they're saying that the next terrorist attack is going to be worse than 9/11 itself. So
I believe it because we got way more than here now.
Of course.
You know,
and they're still coming in.
I get the military moving equipment on the railways and on trucks and flatbeds. I get that. Yes, because we do. We move, and when you go to your FTX once a year for a week for active duty, well, actually, the guard does it too once a year. Yes, you will move all of your equipment.
No,
they go to Fort Polk, Louisiana, and other places. So, yes, equipment is. But I've been seeing more and more videos of different states at the same time.
That's what I'm getting at. That's exactly what I was bringing up before, too, is, you know, there's a lot more. There's more than just the weekend warriors that are getting their stuff together and transferring it from here to the base or whatever. The shit I've seen on the railways.
But here's the thing. Most FTXs, which is a field training exercise, is done in the fall, not the summer.
And a friend of mine just posted on Facebook him following a military helicopter on a trailer.
I mean, I don't want to sound paranoid, because like I said, yes, a lot of it gets moved from base to base, like with Fort Knox, and they got rid of all their stuff, and it had to be sent to Georgia, to Fort Benning. So, yes, of course, stuff like that. But like I said, also, if you look at the colors, a majority of our equipment here on active duty is desert sand or desert camo, whatever the different colors they use. A lot of the shit that you see moving around is green. Not OD green, but that green shit.
I'm going down.
Because it's darker than OD green. And the National Guard is the one who has all of the OD green tanks, jeeps, and Humvees and all that shit. So why would the National Guard be moving their shit around? See, that's what's getting moved. So,
well, that and why all of a sudden UN vehicles?
And why do they put helicopters on trailers?
Oh, that's how they move them.
Yeah, they do move them like it. I've seen that a lot.
That one that I just posted on Badass was in New Richmond. It's only like 40 miles from here.
Oh, okay.
But China just moved a bunch of shit.
China's got their whole fleet on the West Coast right now.
Yep.
In international waters. And like we said, or I said the other shows this week, guaranteed, they're waiting for Biden to fuck up and tell our Navy, and they'll shoot them in international waters and start a global war right there. But I just saw something about Biden's handler. President needs a handler. And that's the reason he's not allowed to speak about certain things, because they know he'll screw up and he'll cause a nuclear global war is what he'll do. And say, oh, it's his dementia, because they know how bad his dementia is.
And that's my point, getting back to both sides. You know it's bad. Why are you letting him continue?
Because Kamala Harris has failed as vice president.
They all
her
have.
Ratings. No,
that's
I know.
That's Camel Toe, but, not Kamala.
Yeah, I know. Oh, it's Camel Toe.
And that
her
chopper
ratings,
was that chopper was being towed by a civilian vehicle.
Yeah. Okay, that's not suspicious.
Yeah.
At all. Okay. Was it a military helicopter?
It was green. I posted it on Badass. You'll have to look.
Oh, you know what? You know what? Biden must have released some of our gear to all the terrorist patriots in America. I want my tank, and I want it now in my front damn yard.
Yeah, I want mine, too.
If he can leave, I want my Barrett 50 cal, and if he's going to leave $83 billion in equipment for the fucking Taliban, we want ours. So, yeah. Guys, and it's just a joke. And I hope to God you don't take this serious.
I can.
Yeah.
Landstar and Mercer both haul a lot of military equipment.
Yeah.
And which I've hauled a lot of military equipment when I was driving over the road. And
really?
I would see I used to haul move stuff from one base to another. When they shut down George Air Force Base out in Victoria, I went out there. I hauled pickups for the Air Force from out there to, I was trying to think, Davis Monthan Air Force Base.
Yeah, but,
and
well, the Army got all the flatbeds.
Yeah, and then Landstar was hauling or some other Landstar trucks was hauling the helicopters, ones that, you know, had to write trailers for.
Yeah, because I know, like, in the Army, I know we have the big flatbeds that carry the Humvees, the generators, and the MRAP.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of hard to carry an MRAP because them bastards are massive. But there's a train track that goes right through Fort Campbell.
Yeah, I hauled a Humvee for the Army before.
Oh, wow.
I hauled it from Salem, Oregon to Peoria, Illinois.
That's weird how they would use civilian drivers, though, when the Army's got capabilities.
Yeah, but it's just civilian trucks can get it there quicker, I guess.
Oh, true. If it's just a one or two vehicles, yeah. Because if the military does it, you actually have to take a whole unit and you have to go in a convoy. Because I know that the railroad goes right through every military installation. And that's how they transport their gear, their equipment. their connexes, when you get deployed. When you start seeing connexes, you know they're getting deployed. And that's where all of your shit goes in overseas, is this big connexes. So, but I don't know. There's a lot. And the other thing, like I said before, this friggin' bullshit mandate for the military to get vaccinated by the 31st, he's going to weaken our military. And once you're out, you're out.
That's what I said the other night on the show.
Well, no, you could get called back, though, once we get a real president. And because you got – I had an 8-year contract, and then I had to serve 6 years, and then I had 2 years left to be called back. So, I mean, once we get a real president –
But if you put out other full conditions, you can't come back.
Yeah, as long as you got
that
honorable discharge, yeah, you could go back. But that's what I'm
that
saying.
That can't be pardoned?
But that
can't be pardoned?
They're being put other than honorable. You can't come back from that.
No, I can't. They wouldn't let me. And I got an honorable discharge. They made sure that I could not never go back.
You too damn old.
No, I'm talking when I got out. You can only be called back for how much time was left in your contract. And I had 2 years. Well, actually, it would have been more than that, but if they ever needed medics.
Active and inactive.
Yeah, but they told me I could never go back because of what I said.
Because of your 10 personalities.
No, I threatened to kill the soldier that attacked me.
Sybil went off.
I don't blame you.
Bitch, I'm going to kill him.
I don't blame you.
And they're like, well, I think it's best that you get out. Why? He's out. Why would I hurt another soldier, my fellow brothers? And why would I do that? Only the one. They didn't do a damn thing to him. And the minute I got out, their whole rule book changed. Oh, there's a zero tolerance on attacking women or even men. That's bullshit. That's why I'm so bitter and I'm so angry. My career is gone.
How long did you serve?
A little over 2 years. And because I couldn't get my shit together within a few weeks after reporting it and all that other BS. They said I was expected to get over it and do my job. Okay. So, but my captain was really good, though. He made sure I got an honorable discharge. I got all my medical. I've got my benefits and everything else. But still, with this COVID stuff and they're putting other than honorable, yeah, they could fight it. And want, I mean, but like I said, I really don't think it's going to go to the 31st. I think on October 31st, they're going to push that goal line. They're just going to keep pushing it. Unless
they're gonna
you
have
really
to.
Want
they won't ha- they won't have anybody in the service.
But unless that's his primary goal. Think about it. You got China sitting on the West Coast. Russia's on the East Coast. China and they're also in Canada and the Arctic. So think about it. What's the biggest way to invade America? You get rid of our military, half of them. I will say minimum half.
Yeah, but well, how many of the military that are getting discharged are actually going to stand down when somebody is attacking? They're not going to.
They come in at the
you
same time.
You mean won't
time.
Attack Americans? Huh?
They hit
no.
it simultaneously.
Yeah, they're going to hit simultaneously.
No,
Lorna, are you talking about our military turning on Americans?
No, uh-uh. No, I'm talking about ones that are getting dishonorably discharged. If they're not acting for the military, if somebody's going to come at them, they're going to protect themselves and whoever's around them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
and see,
you got all of them guys plus the retired ones. They're still not going to have a chance.
It's the ones that already served and been discharged that they need to watch out for.
Yeah, because they're pissed.
Uh-huh. That's my
point.
Here's the thing is that...
affect our career.
Here's the thing. We know our military is about to be gutted again. Worse than it was under Obama, okay? They're going to think that they won. Woo-hoo, we got rid of most of the American military. You got 15 million veterans that can still fight. Average, 15 million. That's not counting civilians who are diehard patriots, hunters, rednecks. I don't care who you are. that's just even more. Veterans alone outnumber our military 6-1. And they can talk shit all, and that 1% that's woke, maybe 3% that's woke, talk shit. Well, we got tanks and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, did you not realize that veterans know how to disable those? Or tactically secure and relocate them and use them against you? They don't understand that. I think that concept hasn't sunk in yet. But honestly, the ones that, the ones that talk a lot of shit, they're not active duty. They're nasty guards or nasty girls, as we call them. Or weekend warriors. That's the ones who's talking all the shit, is the guard. So, I'm not too worried about it, honestly. And then now you have law enforcement that they're stuck between a rock and a hard place. And I feel bad for law enforcement right now. You know, I'm talking about ones, they have to go and enforce these stupid rules.
Oh, where is it? Missouri husband walked out?
Why did he walk out? The police chief walked and the whole entire police force walked in Missouri City. Why?
I'm assuming the vaccine.
What the hell was that? Hold on, guys. Uh-oh. I'm going to have to mute you guys. You guys can talk amongst yourselves. Something happened. I don't know what's going on outside. So I'll be right back.
So I don't, that's the other thing too, with all these people losing their jobs and stuff, why don't they all go, get together and group together and open up their own stuff?
Or like I've said, why don't they just go in on a combined lawsuit?
That too.
I mean, you know, you got the armchair warriors out there that got the online law degree saying, oh, you can't do that. Well, in one hand, there's got to be enough lawyers around the country that got the balls to go stand up in front of these people.
Great.
Now, I know on the other hand, you got a lot of wussies as lawyers that won't even touch it.
I know a couple attorneys, but I don't ever see them. I haven't had a chance to even ask them what their view is. Be nice to have an attorney call in.
I know. Yeah, we do. You know what also be good is having another doctor call. Besides Phil.
Yes.
Speaking of wussies, where's Chris?
He had to go do his nails and stuff, you know.
He had to go to bed.
You don't have to work tomorrow.
He was out of White Claw.
He's got to go get his nails and hair done.
Yeah, he's going away with the goats tomorrow.
Yep, getting primed and ready.
Yeah, we've been talking about all this stuff at work last few days, what Biden's trying to push through. And there's a lot of us that said, if they try to tell us that we're going to have to get it, which we don't think they will, or if they say we're going to have to pay for the testing, there's a bunch of us going to walk out. But we don't, which we're not thinking he'll do that, because, which he owns a lab here in town, so.
Oh. I don't know. I foresee a lot of lawsuits coming.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I do too. I do too.
And my daughter's boyfriend is supposed to start trucking school Monday. So, and he refuses a vaccine too. So I don't know what they're going to do with him, if they're going to force it on him either. But he won't get it. He refuses. So, and my daughter, her company has less than 100 people, and she does home health, and she won't do it. She refuses to get the vaccine. So
it doesn't matter if you're in healthcare, you have to get the shot.
Yeah.
No. If you have less than 100 people,
it doesn't matter. But if
to.
You're in the if you're in the health business. They're saying you have to get it.
If you 100%. Get federal funding. If you get federal funding. I might just do private duty. Or fuck it. I might go work at Walmart, Burger King, McDonald's for $31 an hour. And maybe somebody will get their orders right. They could kiss my ass if they think I'm going to be a nurse and make $25 an hour. When
Burger
I could go to work
King's
at McDonald's for
$15 an hour. Or maybe it's 17 an hour. Burger King's like 15 or 17 an hour.
McDonald's is paying $31 an hour.
Oh.
Because nobody wants to work.
I know KFC over in Columbia is paying $13.50 an hour, and they're getting ready to Monday they're supposed to start tearing down the Long John Silver's and here in Russell Springs and put up a KFC there. And they're going to be paying $13.50. Yeah, they're paying $13.50 an hour.
Shit, I made $2.85 an hour when I worked at McDonald's. Bastards.
Damn,
I made
years ago.
And that was,
I made
and that was
$5.85.
That was last year, wasn't it, John?
That's when Moses and you and me worked together.
Methuselah. What are you talking about? Fucking Methuselah. But like I was saying, we were talking about on Monday, if they're going to definitely enforce this shit by the 31st, over half the medical field is going to be gone.
Yep.
How many truckers? What, 80% of them refuse?
I'd say so.
So.
But how can they?
It's going to backfire.
First of all, it's not a law. How can you enforce a mandate? And truckers
are
by themselves. They're not around anybody else in that truck. Unless they have a team member. It's one person. Bullshit.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's a fear tactic. They're trying to scare the shit out of you into getting it. Like I said at the beginning of the show, the four-year-old girl who died in preschool, who died of COVID within 4 hours of getting a fever, she died of COVID. They will use that story as bleeding heart parents. Oh, my God. No. It's bullshit propaganda to scare the crap out of you.
But you can leave a kid in the hot car to die, and that's okay.
Exactly. And that's okay. Oh, also the fact that they're not forcing the Afghan people or the migrants coming in from Mexico to be vaccinated. So until you force that, take your vaccine card, shove it up your ass. I'm not getting it.
Yeah,
and they were saying that. And they were saying that companies that don't tell their employees that they have to get the vaccine, that they can be fined up to $16,000 per violation. I'm like,
yeah, they're
how do you fine them when it's not even a law? It's only a mandate.
Which is why, if the company is smart, we'll get a lawyer.
But now the health insurance can charge you extra if you're not vaccinated.
$200. You're going to get charged an extra $200, or they can just drop you. So I hope they are prepared for what is about to come, because it's going to get ugly. And I'm not talking about the medical field. It's going to get ugly. And then for you to tell doctors to say, if you're not vaccinated, too bad, you're having a heart attack, you're not vaccinated, okay, you can go to the back of the line. But a sore throat, you get a sore throat, you're vaccinated, yep, you can come right in. That right there is a violation of your Hippocratic Oath.
Well, they're
right
creating
there.
A whole class of people, vaccinated and unvaccinated now.
Oh, yeah. But guess what? Natural selection, bitches, because if it's true, like I said, within 2 years, anyone vaccinated is going to be dead. Well, that's only if you get the constant boosters every 6 months. That's why they're saying that. They'll be dead within 2 years.
I don't know about all the dead stuff. I mean, it's a personal choice, but the mandate is bullshit, first of all. You can't mandate people to do shit, okay? If you get vaccinated, you get vaccinated. I don't give a fuck. That's your personal choice. But to mandate something and then to punish people for not doing it, that's bullshit. That's communist bullshit.
I know. But that's what they want. They want to put that scarlet letter on you if you don't get the vaccine. They want you ostracized. Good.
Now,
man,
I could care less if you get the vaccine. That's your personal choice. I don't care. I'm not going to ostracize somebody for that. But for the government to come out and say, oh, I'm going to fine you, you're going to pay extra insurance, you're not going to be able to travel, you're going to have to blah, 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 that's bullshit. That's not America.
I'd like to see how he's going to enforce the mandate for traveling on federal roadways that you can't cross state lines.
You're going to have a fucking card or some kind of proof that you had a vaccine to travel.
Who's he going to get to do it? How are they going to do it? On highways. Think about it. You're going to have to block every single highway, like at the border in Mexico, where you have to stop, show proof of, you know, that you're an American citizen. Do you know how much that will clog up the freaking highway?
What country was it, Argentina, that you can't get money out of your bank unless you can show that you've been vaccinated?
Nigeria. Yeah. I believe it's the 15th. Oh, yeah, you can't go to church.
You're going to freeze my money?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if they have online banking, but you cannot go into any banking
facility. Everybody draws the money out. Everybody goes and takes all their money out of the bank. You're going to crash the fucking economy.
Yep. That's the whole point. People think that's crazy. Oh, no, that's not. No, yes, it is. They have to. In order to get the Great Reset done, you have to crash all economies. This is how stupid this generation is. they're trying to convince you that capitalism is why we're in the position we're in. No, it's not. Why do you think America is the only country who's still standing, pretty much? Because we're capitalists. We're
well,
not
I'll
socialists.
Tell you,
we're communists.
These Gen whatever they are, the or
Gen Z,
whatever the fuck
it's
they
Gen
call
Z.
Themselves, they don't. It's they don't remember when the economy collapsed however many years ago and people lost
08.
Their 401ks and...
It was in 08.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not old enough to remember 9/11. They don't care. They're apathy. There's no... They just
because
don't
they're self-centered.
Fuck.
No, because
they don't
have
any
life it's all about me.
They haven't lived through any of this shit that we have.
No. Look
you
at...
talk about
you know, back,
vote on something that you know nothing about.
Look in
you
the 80s.
You haven't lived through it.
Think about the 80s, the goth. Everyone was in that goth age. You know, a lot of kids at school, they dressed in black. Blackmail is not what goth is now. You know what I'm saying? They've taken that type of... I agree. Kids should be able to show their identity. I don't get me wrong. I believe they should. But not to the extreme of stupidity that they have today, where everything's all about me, 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 me. What are you going to give me? And that's what this generation has turned into. This generation needs a swift kick in the ass, is what they need. And you could tell their parents haven't beat them. And yes, I said beat them. Not an ass whooping. These kids need to be, they need a good old-fashioned ass whooping is what they need. And knock some sense into them.
Ass whooping.
Huh?
They've never had to work hard for anything. They've been given everything.
Nope.
They don't know.
Now, don't get me wrong. There are good kids in this generation. There are.
Absolutely.
Because
there are hard-working kids.
Yeah.
If they were brought
because
up right.
Good, because they got good parents, good grandparents, and so on and so forth. I have never in my entire life seen so many hateful people to tell a whole generation, hurry up and die and get it over with so we can take over. That's from this generation of people under 25. From 15 to 25, this is the
it's
most.
The woke generation.
Oh, they're not.
The
woke means broke. No. I'm sorry. No, they're not woke. They're awake, but you ain't woke.
They're woke in cancel culture. Racist.
Think about it. How is that being woke? What are you woke to? That you're
it's
ignorant?
It's not. It's not woke at all. Wake the fuck up. Use your own bathroom. Don't use, you know, guys and girls binary people and non-binary
today.
People. And what the fuck's a non-binary person?
Non-binary, fluid, gender, sexual.
Neutral, pansexual. What, we just
Jesus, are you attracted to pan?
We just
I'm
invent
pansexual.
Fucking names for shit.
You got to ask what?
I mean,
you got to ask Weathers.
and this whole
that's what
look, I don't care what people identify as. I really don't. Don't push your shit on me. Don't push your shit on our kids. I don't
know,
care.
But you don't want to be in a bathroom with some swinging dick next to you.
No. Because that
I don't
will
want
become
my
Lorena Bobbitt and drop it off.
With some swinging dick next to her.
Yeah, like the guy in the spa, where he said I identify as a woman, and he was really was it a pedophile? They didn't
yeah.
know, but he I think he yeah he was a serial rapist or pedophile or whatever.
But these Democrats are all for it. Obama's all for it. Biden's all for it. Camel Toe's all for it.
And that's what I say is so funny, is because the left is supposed to be so tolerant. They're so freaking ignorant.
Maybe I'm a helicopter dad, but I still watch my 14-year-old daughter go to the bathroom.
Oh, when you're in public?
Yeah.
I
send my 16-year-old son with her, and he stands outside the door. Maybe
true.
I'm stupid. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but that's...
No. I would stand outside the door. And
I don't
be like,
trust
uh-huh.
you. Sign, sign.
I don't trust people. If I can't see the bathroom where I'm sitting, I go and stand. I'm sorry. That's paranoid, but...
See, when I see a father who has a little girl, I'm taking her into the men's room. He lets her go into the... I will watch that little girl. Not watch her. But you know what I'm saying? I will stand there and wait
you
until
she's
done.
You keep an eye out. You're aware of what's going on.
Yeah. Because if I saw a man go in the woman's bathroom, I'm like, dude, you're going to wait till this little girl gets out. I'm sorry. But you're going to go by yourself. I think...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I have one daughter. Maybe I'm paranoid. I don't know.
My dad was the same way. You know what? He kept that shit up until I was in my 30s. So don't feel bad.
Hey, I
Bobby,
was
18, have a daughter.
I do that.
You know, Bobby, you have a daughter. You know how it is.
I have three daughters.
Exactly.
I got two. But then again, I was in the bathroom with them, so...
But they would call me a helicopter dad.
Yeah. And then, but here's the thing. I always knew where my kids were at. I knew if they went to a friend's house, I knew their friend's phone number, who was going to be there, how long they were going to be there.
You knew the
friend. And their...
You had met the parents of the friend.
Yeah, but here's the thing. My first ex, their dad jumped my ass because I wanted to know who their friends were. And I'm like, dude, I'm not their friend. I'm their parent. My brother made the big mistake of being his boy's best friend and not a parent. And now he's kicking himself in the ass.
That's a free ticket for your kid to get in trouble.
That's why they turned out the way they have.
Yeah.
You were their parent, not their best friend.
You may
now,
hate
don't get me wrong.
But...
Yeah. Hey.
But it's worth it later in life when you turn out the right
here's
way.
Here's the thing. I don't want anyone to take this the wrong way. You could be your child's friend, as in they could come to you with anything. You are the nurse, the doctor, the counselor, the teacher, the role model. You have many hats to wear. But your primary goal is to be a parent, not a best friend.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh,
You need to bust that ass if it's time to bust that ass.
Exactly.
Sorry, but that is not child abuse.
Yeah, I did that. My daughter threw me into social services.
The whole, okay, Johnny, now use your words. No, I'm about to use my hand on little Johnny's ass if he talks to me. It's the way these little kids scream at their parents. No, because you get a backhand.
What's the Bible say? Spare the rod and spoil the child?
But here's the thing. You could take that two ways. And I think that's the problem. If you spare the rod, you're going to spoil the child. And, you know what I'm saying? There's two ways you can always – and I think that's what – I think that's what happened.
That's how
you're
they
like,
take it.
No, you need to. Yeah.
You can twist the translation into any way you want.
Exactly. No, you need to spare the rod so you could spoil your child. No. That's not what it means.
No.
Not
no,
today.
No, it means if you don't spank them, then you're spoiling them. If you don't do the right thing and you let them run wild.
Children need to learn consequences. For every action, there is a reaction. It's like that mother.
That's
Did
the
you
real
see that
world.
Black mother?
They need to learn the
Did
real
you...
world.
Exactly. Did you see that black mother when her kid was part of Antifa or whoever? This was a couple years
ago.
She
ran out and beat him.
She beat his ass, pulled his mask off.
Oh, she beat that ass hard.
That is what, and people were mad at her. Why? She probably kept her kid from being killed or statistic of, well, my baby, you had no right to kill my child because he robbed a store with a gun. Bullshit. Get a job. Or guess what? If you don't have the money, you don't get it. And parents are raising kids to do whatever the hell they want without facing consequences. And that's what's wrong. Look at Oregon. And some of these Antifa little shit. So, like, tell me what city got burned and looted. Portland. Chicago. What was the other one? Seattle. Shall I go on? Your summer of love. you tried to burn an FBI building down with agents inside of it, but yet January 6th was an insurrection, right? Okay. That's the shit that I'm talking about. You know, and it's just outright ridiculous. Any ideas for Monday's show? So I can start looking. It could be history or whatever. If you guys can think of something, let me know. I know we have listeners, but you can always message.
Did we ever talk about the farmers?
Yes.
Well, we did.
Yeah.
That must have been the day I napped.
It must be a day you napped. No, you know what we can do? We can go back over. I know it's like beating the subject like a dead horse. But not everybody listens on certain shows. So we could still cover the farmers, but like what Agenda 21 is. Huh?
No, I take that personally.
No, we could go over Agenda 21 and who the largest farm owners are and shit like that, if you guys want. I think people might cover this subject twice, really, in 2 years. But like I said, I'm open to ideas. And Tuesday it's going to continue on with our survival. I think I'm almost done with that survival medicine book, and I'm going to go on the herbal medicine. Oh, did you guys see the video I posted about the antibiotics with the honey, the vanilla, the turmeric, and ginger?
Where'd you post it?
Huh?
Where'd you post it?
I can't post it on Facebook. I did it in the Messenger, but with Messenger, it just depends on if they want to let me post it or not. But I've got the video again, and I'll send it to you, Bobby, and see if it'll, and you could redo it. She goes through, she's an herbalist, and she tells you a recipe for this cough medicine, and I believe it only lasts 2 weeks, and it has to be refrigerated after it's made. Should be refrigerated. But all it is 4 ingredients. And it's a natural antibiotic. So I'm going to go through that herbal medicine book and find more things for common colds. I mean, there's a ton. And here's the thing. You can go to your Chinese markets because they have a lot of herbs, a lot of Chinese medicine originate, a lot of our medicine, like we did the show on, a lot of medications came from Chinese herbs. And you can also find a lot at apothecaries. Apothecaries are no different than... they got a lot of hippie shit. crystals and all that crap, but they carry a lot of the essential oils, the herbs, spices, and all that cool crap. So you should invest in a pestle and mortar if you're going to do herbs, herbal medicine. And a pestle and mortar is that bowl that, you know, I was talking about that granite bowl that pharmacists have with that little thing that you crush the herbs with. That's
mm-hmm.
a pestle and mortar. That, yeah. I need to get one myself. See, they have pill crushers now, but you can't use a pill crusher for herbs. That's just not going to happen. So, but yeah. And if I get the gumption, I'll start making more videos again. I just need to push. So, Bobby, we have 4 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, everybody that's been here and is still with us, thank you for signing on. God bless those that we've lost and continue to lose. Keep your head on a swivel. Screw their mandates, because they ain't law. God bless America, our veterans, first responders, children, our military. And God bless the Defender 7. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, I get it.